Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
One of the best brand matchups that we have in college football. Notre Dame, Miami, the Catholics versus the Convicts. The history of this one's incredible. And we get it Sunday on week one that we're going to live stream. God, I love this sport. What is up, everybody? Thanks for hopping in on your favorite college football show, your favorite sports show in general here at Crane & Company. And we got another absolute monster of a matchup to preview, to predict, and to give you the best bet. And that is Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, going down to Miami. It's the Catholics versus the Convicts, dog. No PC here. Cannot wait. A lot of high expectations for both these teams. Notre Dame last year played in the national championship game, ended up losing. Miami started out 9-0 with Cam Ward, number one overall pick, ends up falling off the table, two out of the last three, not making it into the postseason. They bring in Carson Beck from Georgia, new defensive coordinator, new phone, who dis. So we're really excited to break it down. And don't forget, we are going to be live streaming this game on Sunday. Remember, this is a Sunday game, boys. NFL hasn't started yet, and here at Crane & Company, we're going to be live streaming it, and we're super excited. We hope you will join us. It's gotten to the point now where every one of these matchups we talk about, I get a little bit more excited and a little bit more excited. David Cone, former Michigan quarterback to my left, Blaine Crane, former Western State Colorado wide receiver to my right, and this is a matchup that just spans years of people not liking each other. You go back to the old Miami Notre Dame days, they go about it differently, but now you got Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, Mario Cristobal at Miami. The stakes are as high as they've ever been. Before we get into the analysis, let us know in the comments, what do you think the final score will be, Miami at Notre Dame? And Blaine, what is the line? Give me the spread and give me the over-under.
All right, right now the spread is sitting at Notre Dame -2.5, and the over-under is 49.5.
Okay, which makes sense with the Notre Dame defense. David, I want to start with you. You know, again, Carson Beck, people are gonna, he looked healthy. It's something we talked about. We did our Miami preview with Alex Dono from Locked On Canes. You need to check that out as well. Looked healthy in fall camp. Have heard nothing but good things. But Carson Beck is not my number one worry if I'm a Miami fan. Mm-hmm. It's defense. I mean, they were diet LSU with Jaden Daniels last year. Really, really good on offense. Even worse, I think, than that LSU team was on defense. You could make the argument that they were about the same. You bring in a new defensive coordinator. You got a new scheme, that 4-2-5 that they're rolling out. A lot of people feel like, you know, the athletes have gotten better. The size has gotten better. The depth has gotten better. And it's going to have to be against a Notre Dame team that with a young quarterback and CJ Carr that just got named the job, they're going to try and line it up and run your ass over. That's what's going to be early.
Yeah, no doubt on that point. But even on Carson Beck and you saying, well, he's not my chief concern. I agree with you, not the chief concern, but he's still somewhat of a concern to me. I understand he went down there and got $4-6 million NIL, but he's still coming off of a serious injury. Word on the street is he's throwing the football well. I want to see it. But then also, there was inconsistent play from him a year ago at Georgia. Granted, they still won the SEC, right? So I understand why you're saying not your chief concern. But I do have a hard time believing Miami's going to be better on offense than they were a season ago with Cam Ward, the number one overall pick, and Restrepo, who I think is also going to have a pretty good NFL career. So again, just like we talked about with LSU following Jaden Daniels, can they be more balanced? On the Notre Dame side, I do want to say CJ Carr has officially been named the starting quarterback for Notre Dame. Remember, there were some reports out of fall camp that he was getting beaten out. He is going to be the starting quarterback going on the road week one to Miami. I don't know him personally, but I played at Michigan for his grandfather. He comes from a proud football family, and you guys know how I feel about this Notre Dame roster. roster. Returning one of the best running backs in the country with Jeremiah Love. They got nothing but better at wide receiver. You have Faison and Greathouse coming back, but you add the Malachi Fields kid from Virginia. And then defense, I mean, that's what Marcus Freeman is known for. So I really am in love with this Notre Dame roster. Can a young quarterback in C.J. Carr go down there and steer the ship well enough to go steal a win week one against another blue blood football program in Miami?
Well, Blaine, how much do you think they try? How much will Marcus Freeman and Coach Denbrock trust C.J. Carr if early Jeremiah Love's having success in the run game, right, which is going to open up the pass game? Like, is this going to be a game where Notre Dame goes into it and says, you know what? We're just going to run this son of a bitch. That's what we're going to do.
I mean,
and you're going to have to show us you can stop it. I don't think there's a lot. This offensive line, remember last year going into the A&M game, right, with Notre Dame? We're like, oh, man, Jagaza got hurt, and you know, which he's hurt again. I think he had an ATV accident or something. Then all of a sudden, this freshman offensive lineman came in, and the Notre Dame offensive line was as smushy as it's ever been. If you're a Miami fan, you're going to know about the defense pretty early. But why would I not say, downset hut, Jeremiah Love. Downset hut, Jeremiah Love. Downset hut, play action. Let's find Faison. Let's put Greathouse in the slot. Get some early, easy throws early like we talked about.
I like that game plan.
Yeah, that's a hell of a game plan for a quarterback. Because if they can't stop the run, they're going to get murdered.
Well, I don't know if I've seen Notre Dame walk into a game and say, you know, we're just going to throw it around. Let's throw it 40 times just to see how it works. Notre Dame's game plan is what Notre Dame has always done. Is they're going to come and, one, you have a veteran offensive line. I think it's going to end up being one of the best offensive line in the country. Not only do you have Jeremiah Love, who I think is a good odds to win the Heisman, I don't think it's a bad pick to put money on him, but you have J.D. and Price, too, who's an absolute dog. Yeah, so you have a 1-2 punch. And when it comes to Miami, the biggest question, because everybody wants to talk about the flashing lights, the Carson Beck, this and that on offense. I mean, y'all couldn't tackle a kid in a wheelchair last year. Mm-hmm. So you walk into not only with the offensive line that Notre Dame's going to have, but those two things running around and running back. And I know C.J. Carr is not the quarterback they had last year in Riley Leonard. Shout out to Colts. He's looking great already. But I'm telling you, Notre Dame is going to pound the football at Miami early just to get the tone of what this Miami defense is really about.
Well, to me, what I'm interested to see is if you're Mike Denbrock, the OC, because C.J. Carr isn't what Riley Leonard was, how much 20 personnel are we going to see? Mm. How many times are you going to have Jeremiah Love and Price out there at the same time? So you do have that two-headed monster in the backfield. I know that eliminates either a wide receiver or a tight end. I know Notre Dame, especially Marcus Freeman, likes to get an 11. They want to get in heavy and move the ball. But again, though, if you're a Miami fan, you're a Miami player and you're a Miami coach, you want this because I want to know. I don't want to go out there and play Bethune-Cookman and beat them to death and think, oh my God, our defense is back. I would rather know early. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to fool me. Don't send me pictures of you on, don't put pictures on Tinder where you look super hot and I show up and you look like Gorlock the Destroyer.
Yeah.
Like I want to know what we have early. And if Miami is able to show that they can come out and stop this run, then all of a sudden it's not, can Miami compete with Clemson? It's, dude, Miami could win the ACC. Dude, Miami, if Carson Beck's hit,
which they've never done before.
Which is crazy.
Shocking.
They could actually win the whole thing if they could stop the run and play good on defense. But David, flipping it on the Miami side with Carson Beck, and we know the offensive line with Mario Cristobal, they're going to be coached up, they're going to be big, they're going to be physical. It's funny because I would go in this and say, you know, if Carson Beck is clean, he's going to rip you apart. But there were times last year with Georgia where he was clean and he was just, it wasn't just decision-making, it was ball placement. Mm-hmm. That wasn't what we had seen from him in the past. Remember last year, guys, Carson Beck shouldn't even be here right now. Carson Beck shouldn't even be in college right now.
He's going to be the number one.
With some of the projections that were going on. And I know there's injuries and there were some problems that he had over there at Georgia. But like, how much do you trust Carson Beck, David?
Yeah, and remember, last year was the first time we had seen Carson Beck without who? Brock Bowers at tight end. Brock Bowers solved a lot of problems. With that being said, Carson Beck still throws one of the best balls in the country. Yeah. There's a reason he's a highly touted quarterback. I know that he can get the job done. I wonder, on 3rd and 8, throughout the course of an entire season, is he going to be accurate with the football and not turn it over in the biggest moments for Miami? Again, they're going to win a lot of football games. In the ACC, they're going to win a lot of football games, but we're talking about starting off with Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And does the injury rear its head at all for Carson Beck? I keep coming back to the Alabama game a year ago. One of the weirdest football games that I've ever seen.
That was
we were live
wild.
Streaming it from Innisfree. Alabama up 28 to nothing at one point. Carson Beck didn't know what was going on in that football game. Second half, he comes out. I think the pressure was off at that point because he's like, well, I'm just going to be just slinging the football around and not think about it because we're getting our butts kicked. And all of a sudden, he leaves Georgia back in that football game. You're talking about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Can he be Dr. Jekyll for most of the season? Because I think Miami needs that sort of stability.
Well, Blaine, when Carson Beck was really cooking at Georgia, and go back and watch the tape, it's funny because he did such a good job of when a play broke down of escaping up through the pocket.
Yeah.
Because Carson knew he wasn't going to outrun you to the sidelines. But it can be even more deadly. And Riley Leonard was actually really good at this too last year, if you watch him. The quickest way to from point A to point B is a straight line. Carson would escape up through the pocket. With the injuries in the past, do you think he may lose that element a little bit? Because there were times at Georgia where it was 3rd and 5, and nobody was there, and he would just escape up to the pocket and go get 6 yards and keep the drive going. How much of the injury problems that he's had, you know, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, may keep him, and he says, you know what, I'm just going to go down, it's going to be 4th and 2. Or I'm going to throw the ball away, it's going to be 4th and 5, we'll punt it. Because these cats Notre Dame has running around at linebacker with Bowen and all them,
mm-hmm.
You find me a better group of linebackers in the country because I need to see them.
I mean, you've heard of the bearskin hoodie, right?
Well, the smart people are locking in their winter gear now. It's called Thinking Ahead because this is hands down the best time to prep for the coming winter. Bearskin is running a 60% off deal right now, but only if you get your hoodie early. This hoodie's built like a tank. 340 GSM micro fleece,
woo!
10 pockets, clean rugged fit, that looks awesome. Plus, it zips right into the heavy storm rain jacket to become 100% waterproof when you need it. So when it turns cold, wet, or windy, and you're not scrambling because you've got bearskin. I used it in Ireland. It works like an absolute dream. You'll get free U.S. shipping, fast delivery, and you've locked in your winter gear already. You don't have to worry about it. That's a win-win. So do yourself a favor. Text the word CRAINE, that's C-R-A-I-N, to 36912 to lock in your 60% off. Again, text CRAIN to 36912. You'll get a link straight to your phone so you can check it out later if you're busy right now. So don't wait until you're freezing. Guys, it's going to get cold during football season.
Hunting.
You got to be ready and hunting.
Season.
Get a bearskin now while it's 60% off. Text CRAINE, C-R-A-I-N, to 36912.
I don't think Carson Beck's going to walk into this game not doing what he can do best because he's going to get hurt. I think Carson Beck, one, if anything, last year, I mean, sometimes I think he'd take off too early and not go through his entire progressions. But I will say this about Carson Beck in Georgia last year. I could have played wide receiver at Georgia last year. They were that bad. But you look.
You were a good wide receiver.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, I appreciate that. But right
signing
now,
White.
You look at this Miami team.
Yeah.
Right? They're kind of in the same boat that Georgia was in last year. I mean, what huge pieces does Miami have at receiver this year? You lost Restrepo. He's gone to the NFL. You lost your tight end. You lost Horton, who transfer portal. I'm pretty sure he's at Bama. He's at Bama now. So right now, I mean, you have C.J. Daniels, have Ray Joseph, who needs to step up, Josiah JoJo Trader. These are guys we really don't know yet can really elevate themselves to beat a Notre Dame team whose secondary is nasty.
Yeah.
Absolutely nasty. The biggest question when it comes to Notre Dame is up front in the interior defensive line. So what receiver is Carson Beck going to trust the most to go get it? I still think they're going to have a great offensive line. Any Mario Cristobal coach team is going to be really good up front on the offensive line. Mark Fletcher Jr. is a great back, underrated in my opinion, doesn't get talked about enough. But what receiver is going to step into that role for Miami this year that Carson Beck can go to at any time?
Yeah, C.J. Daniels, if he can live up to the hype coming out of high school that some people thought, and he has that ability in him, he could be a big-time playmaker. But to your point, Blaine, if Miami goes into this game, because the linebackers can make the defensive line right, it's virtually impossible for the defensive line to make the linebackers right. Why? Because the linebackers, the reason they're called linebackers, is they are behind in the back of the defensive line, so they can see what's going on and open it. So even if there's a mistake on that interior defensive line, unless Miami is just mauling the hell out of Notre Dame and covering everything up with those backers and Fletcher's able to stay behind him, I'm trying to find a way in my mind where Miami hits big plays. Like, how many explosives are we going to see from Miami? And if that's the case, if I'm Marcus Freeman on offense, guess what, buddy? Love, price. The price of love. Love is price. How much is the price for some love? Like, that's what I'm doing the whole game. We're going to make this game go fast. We're going to make this game be super physical, and we're going to say, all right, Miami, Just like the Corvettes y'all got riding around in there, you better take the top off and let this sumbitch go. Because if I'm Notre Dame, you're going to have to prove it to me. Why would I play press man? Why in the world would I play press man in this game? I would sit in zone the whole game. Maybe play two man. Maybe we'll play some two man because Carson Beck's not going to take off and run for 70 and a touchdown like we saw, oh boy, from Sam Houston do the other night, escaping up front when he saw it was two man and those safeties split off with the wide receiver combos. But like, I'm trying to find a way in which Miami hits big plays. Because if you're not going to hit big plays, you're not marching 10, 11, 12 plays down the field consistently against Notre Dame. You're going to end up kicking a lot of field goals if you do get close to the red zone. Just in my mind, and at what point does the Miami defense in the second half go, we can't score? Like, we're going to have to take chances. We're going to have to pressure. We're going to have to hope CJ Carr screws up. We're going to have to try and rip at the ball, which is going to lead to yards after contact. I'm just, in my mind, trying to find a way in which Miami hits big plays. Is Notre Dame going, I want to ask each of you this, and I'm going to start with you, Blaine. And you know I got a ton of respect for Mario. Is the only way Notre Dame's going to lose this game is if they blow it? Like, is if they just play bad
and turn
the ball over and have a bunch of penalties and this, that, or the other?
No.
Is Miami good enough if both teams play well? If both teams bring their B-plus game, can Miami just beat Notre Dame straight up?
Yeah, I think
so. I don't think they can.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, look, on one side, you are talking about still Carson Beck has played a lot of football and won an SEC championship game. On the other side of that, you're talking about a brand new starting quarterback who's going to be on the road at Miami. That offsets a lot. So unless you're saying, well, his mistakes leading to a loss, then yeah, but that's a big part of it because it's such a key position, right?
Well, yes, I'm just saying, and I'm not even just talking about quarterback though, David. I'm talking about penalties. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about guys fumbling the ball. I'm talking about wide receivers dropping the ball. Talking about giving up big field position on special teams, missing field goals on special teams, keeping Miami in it to where they have a chance at the end. Because I truly believe if Notre Dame goes in there and turns the ball over one time or less, I am not seeing a world in which Miami wins this game. And I may be wrong because we haven't seen either one of these teams. But I just keep going back to how will Miami hit explosives.
Well, and
how
even
will
if they
do
don't,
it?
Though, let's say Notre Dame sits back in that zone coverage that you're talking about. What a phenomenal opportunity for Carson Beck to show how disciplined he is, how much he has grown and how mature he is. You know what? If you're going to give me the 8-yard hook, I'm going to take that. If you're going to give me the 12-yard dig route, I'm going to take that. I'm going to pick you apart in your zone coverage all the way down the field. I'm going to force you to get out of zone and then we'll hit a shot over the top. Can he do that? Is he at that point in his career right now? I mean, I know physically he can make those throws. Can he be disciplined enough to take that for 4 straight quarters and beat Notre Dame?
Well, if the offensive line gives him time, then yes, right? Like, if the offensive line gives Carson Beck time, then yes. And then Notre Dame will have to start pressuring. And then you get your one-on-one matchups on the outside without any help over the top. And Carson Beck can show you what he can do down the field. But again, like, the offensive line giving Carson Beck time can get them out of zone coverage. Will the offensive line be able to give him time with what Notre Dame has? Maybe that's the great equalizer.
You would think so with what they're returning. I'm telling you, if you want to beat Notre Dame, you have to be able to run the football against Notre Dame. Right now, Mario Cristobal is an offensive line guy. That's who he is, all right? You have a great running back in Mark Fletcher, okay? You can build the play action off of it. Notre Dame was ranked 4th in college football last year against the pass. I'm just telling you, you have to be able to turn around, hand the ball off, and get 4 to 5 yards and make Notre Dame adjust.
So you got
to
out-Notre Dame.
If you don't make Notre Dame adjust and they're comfortable and they can sit in exactly what they want to do and then they can get creative on defense in the secondary, you're going to be in trouble. So you can't be one-dimensional and beat a Notre Dame team like this.
Well, and again, just the line of scrimmage, it's the most important factor outside of quarterback. But I always go back to who are you practicing against? Who have you been practicing against during the spring? Who have you been practicing against in fall camp? How many offensive lines is Notre Dame going to go against this year that is better than the one they've been going against in practice? How many running back combinations will Notre Dame go against that are better than what they've gone against in practice? I'll do you one better. And there are some, but how many wide receiver rooms in totality will Notre Dame go against this year that is better than what they've gone into in practice? If I asked you guys to pick All right. Which position group on which team would you take? If I asked which position group of wide receivers, who would you take? Notre Dame's or Miami?
Notre Dame.
You take Notre Dame's.
Yeah.
If I asked you which running back room would you take, who would you take?
Notre Dame's.
If I asked you which offensive line would you take, which one would you take? That one's closer, right? That one's a little bit closer.
I'd probably say Miami's.
I would go Notre Dame's. With Miami's being very close, I don't think you'd go wrong either way. So when I'm looking at these positions.
Which quarterback room you take?
I would take Carson Beck.
Because we know more.
But hold on. You rephrase it, though. Would you rather take, if I said you have to have C.J. Carr, but you get to go against Miami's defense, or you can have Carson Beck and you get to go against Notre Dame's defense, who would you take?
I don't know.
I'll take Jeremiah Love. C.J. Carr could be terrible.
He could be terrible and get away with it. He could Scooby-Doo the shit out of this.
But I'm just telling you right now, if you look at games like this, there always has to be a game breaker in these types of games, all right? Who is that one guy who can change the entire game?
For Miami.
And that is Reuben Bain Jr., who is an absolute savage and does not get talked about enough.
I agree, will be one
of the top five guys coming off the edge in the country. When the first round of the NFL draft comes up, his name is going to get said extremely soon, and he is coming off the edge, and he is a problem. And if you're C.J. Carr, don't let him get to you early. because in the back of your mind, it's like Batman sitting on top of that damn like a gargoyle.
You know what you do? You run the ball right at him. All these great pass rushers, you know what they hate? When you run it right at them. I'd run it right at them.
Okay.
Power, counter, lead, toss, crack toss. Even though you can't crack anymore, there's a way to kind of get away
with
it. I'd run it right at them. That's what I would do. But I hope you're right. I want to see Miami's defense cook.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about our past in college football. And it's not like I love Notre Dame. Hell, my grandfather was a Navy fan. He hated Notre Dame. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just looking at the position group matchups, and it's tough to see. But all right, we ready for predictions?
Let's do it.
All right, remember, we're going to live stream this game on Sunday. So I'm either going to eat a lot of crow, or I'm going to be crowing a lot. It's going to be one of the two. Blaine, you start off this one. You haven't started one off yet.
Okay, remember, this game is sitting at -2.5 Notre Dame with the over-under at 40. 9.5. I think it's going to be an extremely close football game. I don't think there's going to be as many points as people think. I'm going 24-21 Notre Dame.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah.
All right. What's your best bet? Do you have a best bet on there?
I like Notre Dame money line, -130.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going with. I think Notre Dame on the money line, -130. You said the over-under is 49.5,
coach.
I've got 27-20 late. Notre Dame, 41-yard.
27 what?
27-20 Notre Dame late.
Ooh.
About 4 minutes to go. Miami's fighting their ass off. Notre Dame kicks a field goal to make it 30-20 with about 3 minutes. Carson Beck tries to lead him down the field. Does an interception. I've got Notre Dame 30-20, which means the over hits because it's at 49.5. That's 50 total. I like Notre Dame on the money line.
So y'all gonna make me pick Miami, huh? Anytime we all pick the same team, it never works out for us.
Ah, go with your gut.
Notre Dame, 27-17.
Wow. Okay.
27-17.
That sounds right. I don't know why 27-17 sounds right.
Boys and Irish. But let's see. I said, hey, young quarterback going on the road. Weird things happen in this
Miami
game.
Miami just has to prove it to me in the secondary that they can actually come up and tackle and be a Miami defense for uses.
Well, see, and that's when having two backs, like we saw with Iowa State, with Sama and Hansen. What did Iowa State do? They saved that big, exciting white they got for the second half, and he was the one making plays there. Then made that 4th-and-3 catch, and then I got down on the one like a good back to keep that under going. We want to know what you think. Give us a Miami Notre Dame score prediction. Give us your best bet as well. We're going to be live streaming on Sunday. Remember, we're live streaming Auburn Baylor as well on Friday. You're not going to want to miss that. And like me, not being excited about it. Hell, at this point, I'd watch Tecmo Bowl. That's how excited I am. We're going. Gone.